You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week, the government announced a bill which they say will enable the development of time-of-use schemes, also known as congestion charges. Generally, time-of-use schemes charge motorists to use roads depending on time and location. This encourages motorists to adjust their travel time and method of transport to reduce road congestion. Under the plan legislation, councils propose their own time-of-use schemes to the central government. Waka Kotahi, the New Zealand Transport Agency, then provides strong oversight in the development of schemes to consider the impact on motorists and businesses. Under the plan, all final proposals will require the approval of the central government. Last year, Auckland Council had voted in favour of a time-of-use charge initiative and has been planning to introduce it by 2025. However, there are concerns among experts that the proposed legislation may make it more difficult for the successful implementation of time-of-use schemes by overexposing councils to central government oversight. I spoke to one such expert, Senior Lecturer in Urban Planning at the University of Auckland, Dr. Tim Welch, about the legislation, time-of-use charges, and how Auckland's own scheme might be impacted. How effective are the congestion charges expected to be in reducing emissions and traffic in New Zealand?
There's a lot of good evidence that shows that congestion charges around the world are really effective in getting more people on public transport, reducing the amount of congestion into worse travel times. So there's no doubt that if a plan that's similar to the ones enacted in other cities were in effect here, we'd see some big benefits. But like anything, the devil's really in the details, and they'll determine the effectiveness of the policy will be determined by how it actually plays out.
What impact will the plan legislation have on the ability of councils to implement their own congestion charges?
Well, it's hard to say for sure, but Auckland was pretty far down the path of developing its own congestion charge, or as it's been called, a time-of-use charge. And a lot of that now has to kind of backtrack and be routed through the national government. So it certainly will slow down and potentially impede the ability for local governments to enact plans and to manage how those plans work in the future.
What do you need to make a successful time-of-use charge scheme?
Yeah, it's pretty complicated. It's not just a matter of charging people. One of the most important things that needs to be done ahead of time is really developing alternatives to driving at peak hour. Without that, it's really just a penalty to drivers and a penalty to anybody trying to get to work. So what we need to do is invest heavily in public transport, in better walking and cycling facilities, giving people a way to arrive at work or school or other places that don't require them to drive. And then we have to look at how we can fairly charge people as kind of a ring around the city, really not just in a few corridors, because then we risk people going other places and congesting other roads and potentially making the situation even worse than it is now.
Do you think it will be possible for Auckland to implement a successful time-of-use charge if this planned legislation is implemented?
The legislation itself doesn't really change details about the plan or how it has to be enacted. It does make it more complicated in the sense that it now has to be kind of legislated and overseen by a national government that may not have all the details necessary to act locally. And when we look at these plans in other places, they're often done at the city level rather than the national level, because cities are so different across the nation. And so it can cause a lot of slowdowns and a lot of extra red tape when you involve larger governments in smaller regional plans.
The legislation is expected to be open for public submission later this year. What type of changes do you think would be vital in making the legislation something that helps councils?
It would be really important to be clear about where funding will go from a congestion charge, what a congestion charge would look like, when it'll be effective. It's usually not 24 hours a day, but some can be, and how that revenue, when it's generated, can be used. Those are really going to be important things, but that will affect everybody's lives and needs to be clear before the legislation is ever enacted.
There are worries that congestion charges disproportionately affect people in areas with less access to public transport. Do you think that we could see that happening in New Zealand, and what are the possible ramifications?
Anytime we talk about more road charges, we always are thinking about the potential equity impacts. There are many studies that have shown that even with congestion charging, people are better off because it generally makes everybody's travel time lower. So if you're on a bus, you're better off. If you're a tradie, you're better off. But there are genuine concerns that there are places across Auckland and in other cities as well that do lack public transport access. So that's one of those things that really needs to be addressed before any time of use or congestion charge is enacted, is looking at how our public transportation system serves those that will be most affected by the potential change in transport costs.
That was Senior Lecturer in Urban Planning at the University of Auckland, Dr. Tim Welch, speaking to me about the proposed time of use charge bill.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.